Syrian troops are cracking down in the central town of Rustan, where defectors from the army had gained control in recent weeks. The city had become a hub for soldiers who quit the military and joined the protest movement. The defectors faced Syrian government forces this week, backed by tanks, and fought the most prolonged battle since the uprising began last March. The city has now been retaken by the government. Reports say thousands of people have been detained.
Those who defect from the army remain a scattered force inside Syria, and those who manage to cross the border out of the country face a dangerous and uncertain life, with the threat of retaliation always present. NPR's Deborah Amos has this report on what life is like for those who leave.
At this safe house in northern Lebanon, these Syrians are all on the run, including an army officer who quit his command rather than follow orders to shoot unarmed civilians. He claims more than half of Syria's army now sympathizes with the protest movement. They would join rebel army units if they could, he says, but it is dangerous to defect.
The biggest problem that there is no safe place to group. They will stay as small groups separated on the country. People in the army, soldiers and officers, don't know where to go now.
A few units have defected together, declared themselves part of an underground group called the Free Syrian Army. More often, defectors escape alone. They stay in hiding or leave the country. Like this ex-lieutenant, who hid for 25 days until he could find someone to smuggle him to Lebanon. But even here, he says he's not safe, nor is his family, at risk of harsh retaliation in Syria. He says rebel units are no match for the regime.
This is not a war between two armies.
In Rustan, the lightly armed rebels were outgunned by the Syrian army.
You can't face a big army like a Syrian army or security forces here. One tank can kill all of them.
Dozens were killed, civilians as well as army rebels, he says. Violence is rising in the nearby town of Homs, another hub for army defectors who vowed to protect peaceful protesters.
Protesters will be killed like sheep in the streets if nobody tried to protect them.
Another resident of this safe house bears the scars of the uprising, and he always will. In Homs, a pro-government militia used an ambulance as cover and opened fire on a crowd, says 23-year-old Hassan. He was hit in the face with a bullet that pierced his cheek and blinded one eye.
How did you get here?
I was unconscious. My friends smuggled me here to get treatment here.
His friends knew wounded protesters in Syrian hospitals have been killed by pro-government militias. Hassan is recovering in Lebanon, but he wants to go back to his city, Homs. It's just 20 miles away, so close he can hear the fighting.
Sometimes I do hear it, especially when they're bombing and with tanks or with heavy guns, I do hear it.
And your family's still back there?
They're still in Homs.
Hassan and the army defectors sit on thin mattresses, the only furniture in these bare rooms. They don't reveal their full names even to each other. Syrians have been kidnapped here, forced back across the border. The ex-lieutenant has the most to fear. He knows that the highest-ranking defector, an army colonel, was recently snatched by Syrian agents in Turkey and forced to appear on Syrian TV. Activists have since reported his death after torture and detention. But the ex-lieutenant says he'll support rebel units any way he can, while still believing the protest must remain peaceful.
Till now, till this moment, the revolution is still peaceful.
But do you agree that it should stay peaceful?
I think yes, but the only way to stay peaceful is to give weapons to these ex-soldiers.
Our families need protection, he says. They're the ones on the street facing the brutality of the regime. And he knows from firsthand experience. When his commander ordered him to shoot civilians, he ordered his men to shoot in the air.
When you do this, and my officers knew that I gave such orders, I felt that I will be eliminated there.
Fearing he would be shot by government snipers, he escaped alone without his weapon and finally crossed the Lebanese border 2 weeks ago. He gave his military ID to a friend to hide. Now he is in hiding, not knowing when or if he will ever return to Syria. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.